AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The House Ethics Committee accused Matt Gaetz of regularly paying women for sex and purchasing and using illicit drugs while serving as a member of Congress. The man accused of fatally shooting the CEO of UnitedHealthcare pleaded not guilty to state murder and terror charges. His attorney complained that statements coming from New York's mayor would make it tough to receive a fair trial. His lawyer, Karen Friedman Agnifilo, spoke to reporters today.
He was on display for everyone to see in the biggest stage perp walk I've ever seen in my career. It was absolutely unnecessary. He's been cooperative with law enforcement. He's been in custody for over a week. He waived extradition. He was cooperative at all accounts.
At a news conference on Sunday, New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch said a man set a woman on fire on the subway.
As the train pulled into the station, the suspect calmly walked up to the victim, who was in a seated position at the end of a subway car. The suspect used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds.
The president of Panama is responding to comments from President-elect Donald Trump that the U.S. should try to regain control of the Panama Canal.
In a speech in Phoenix on Sunday, President-elect Donald Trump suggested that his new administration could try to regain control of the Panama Canal, saying the United States foolishly ceded it, and that the U.S. is now paying ridiculous, highly unfair fees to use it.
This complete ripoff of our country will immediately stop. It's going to stop.
Panamanian President Jose Raul Mulino says the Panama Canal is Panama's. The United States built the canal in the early 1900s. Washington relinquished control of the waterway during the Jimmy Carter administration. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. Two recently retired Israeli intelligence agents are sharing details about a deadly clandestine operation that targeted Hezbollah militants with exploding pagers and walkie-talkies.
One agent told CBS's 60 Minutes the operation started 10 years ago using walkie-talkies laden with hidden explosives, which Hezbollah didn't realize it was buying from Israel. The walkie-talkies were not detonated until September, a day after booby-trapped pagers were set off. Phase 2 using these pagers kicked in 2022, after Israel's Mossad intelligence agency learned Hezbollah had been buying pagers from a Taiwan-based company. The pagers had to be made slightly larger to accommodate the explosives hidden inside. They were tested on dummies to find the right amount of explosive. Mossad also tested numerous ringtones to find one that sounded urgent enough to make someone pull the pager out of their pocket. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.